vaccine. I didn't have any of this. Are you finding that in your reporting that people just will not admit they've made a mistake and they've got serious sickness, I guess, until they die or pass away or whatever? I'm sorry about your father, incidentally.
Thank you, Greg. Yep. Well, that's going to go on forever. I mean, there are people who will never admit that they made a terrible mistake by taking these injections, because that would require them to reject everything they think they know. That would require them to acknowledge that they were lied to by everybody they trusted, their politicians, their lying media talking heads, right? And when you concede that, if they're lying about the vaccine, then they might be lying about anything else. Literally, your entire world, your entire reality falls apart. So to the bitter end, there will be millions of people who will never admit it, even when the evidence is so obvious, nobody can hide from it anymore. I mean, we're there now, Greg. All these people, yeah. I mean, and I've seen it on social media. I'm so glad I got double vaccine boosted, because now my COVID that I have is not quite as bad as it would have been if I hadn't have been double vaccine boosted. I mean, that's the kind of mental gymnastics, kind of mental pretzels that people are twisting themselves into to avoid acknowledging the obvious. You made a terrible mistake. You were lied to. Now, the establishment has planned all this out, right? They actually did an exercise called the SPARS exercise. This was in 2017.